This show is brought to you by ERN, Entertainment Right Now.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Working Mother Radio. We are talking to Patrice Washington, and I know a lot of us relate to the story that you're telling and the shame that can be associated with getting into debt and not having realized what kind of hole you were digging for yourself until you're in that hole and then looking up going, oh, my gosh, how am I ever going to get out? And that was, you know, when we went to the break, you were talking about how someone had come to speak at your church and opened your eyes to the fact that, oh, wow, I actually need to confront this and face it and analyze it and look at it for what it was. I think the hard part that you really pointed out is that we're smart women. You know, there are many of us who were like, you know, I'm getting this degree. I've got a high GPA. You know, I kick butt in my grades. You know, how is it that I got in this mess? And and yet you found yourself there. So what'd you do?
Yeah, I found myself there crying and snotting and bawling and go, how did I do this? You know, and having that pity party, I think that we all, you know, at some point experience in one lane of life or another. And instead of crying and snotting and bawling about it, I realized that nothing changes unless you make a decision to take action and then you act. And immediately I started to become engrossed with just financial information. I went to every seminar that I could, the free kind, the super expensive kind, wherever I could go and get financial information about just topics that I didn't even know, they weren't even in my realm of thinking, you know, at 22 years old at that age. But I wanted to get my hands on everything I could. So I started to read books and I started to take it really seriously. And at the same time, I was building a real estate career. So I got into real estate at 19 and became a real estate and mortgage broker at 22. So all this was happening at the same time. And I realized that the way that I retain information is by sharing it with others, which is why I do what I do today. And so I would tell my real estate clients, you know, like, oh, I'm reading this great book, Secrets of the Millionaire Mind by T. Harv Eker, or I'm reading The Magic of Thinking Big, or I'm reading this, or, you know, I'm going to this seminar. Why don't we all go together? And I was the person taking my clients with me, you know, to all these things all over Southern California. And then I started to educate. People go, well, when you explain it, it's so much easier. So that became a part of how I built my real estate career. That blossomed by 25. It was nearly a seven-figure business. And then 2007, 2008, the recession hit. I was in the hospital having my daughter 10 weeks on bed rest in the hospital. She was stillborn 10 weeks prematurely. And during the time that we were in the hospital, I was racking up, you know, this huge hospital bill. And at the same time, the banks were closing down left and right. And so I brought this beautiful bundle of joy into the world, got out of the hospital, and nothing was the same as when I went in. And my business folded and it crashed. And so even though I had saved up, you know, a good deal of money, my husband and I, we exhausted it, taking care of our company and floating, you know, several pieces of real estate that we had where tenants weren't paying anymore and paying off this medical debt. And we lost everything. Ugh. And the one thing that I learned during the time that I was really, you know, gung-ho about educating myself in personal finance is that building wealth had 100% nothing to do with money. It was 100% everything to do with our mindset towards money. And I knew that even though I had lost all my money, Bettina, that my mind was not bad. What I knew, I knew. And I just needed to do what I did when I was on the floor, snotting and crying about $18,000, was get up and take action and figure out what's that one thing that I can do to start moving forward. And that's what I did. And so I always tell people, I'm not the money maven because of a textbook. It's because this is my testimony. And it's I give from a place of knowing what I went through and not wanting people to have to suffer in that place.
Yeah, I love listening to your story because I just feel as though I can personally relate to many aspects of it, but I know that so many of our listeners do too. You know, that the cycle and the timing of what you went through is very, very similar to many stories that I've heard, especially, you know, that 2008 time and, you know, and people starting families and losing everything all at the same time. You know, my husband was out of work for almost 2 years during that time when we were having a baby. And, you know, it was there was a lot, you know, that went on for a lot of people. And I think that you hit on the key aspect of it is it's not about the actual money. It's about your mindset. And those people who have risen back back up to the top. That's why. And those people who are still struggling need to hear these stories because they need to understand that it's never too late to change your mindset. It is never too late to change your mindset. You can still do that. And we are here to help you. And we're going to be back after the break with more with Patrice Washington. And I understand why Steve Harvey loves you. We love you too. And we will be back with more right after this. I'm Bettina Bush, your host. You're listening to Working Mother Radio.
This show is presented in part by Benetrends Financial, getting funding for the life of your business. Visit Benetrends.com. We'll be right back.